Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That sounds like a fun idea. No!
Ken, where are you calling me from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. How old are you, love?
I'm 40.
I think I'm still relatively young, I guess.
40? What you do for a living?
I'm a logistics manager.
Logistics manager. You have any children?
I have 3 children. They're grown.
How old are your grown children?
23, 22, and 18.
23, 22, and 18. Let's do some math. Let's do some quick math. She's 40 years old, and she has a 23-year-old. So that means she had a kid when she was 17. That's never a good sign.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby. I will do whatever it takes to take care of my baby. If it has 10,000 prostitutes in my body, then so be it.
You got a bedazzled baseball cap and a Lilo and Stitch hoodie on. Like, presenting like this, what quality of man are you expecting? You put absolutely no effort into this whatsoever. And you got the braids in, like, you look like young M.A. Do you even like men? This is getting off on the wrong foot, to say the least.
What was the question?
You heard her.
All about the same men?
Yes. I married my high school sweetheart, divorced 14 years ago, and I've been divorcee since.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
A grown man, a man that has a good relationship with God, his mom, and if he has kids, a very healthy relationship with his children, a father, maybe a mentor in the community.
Okay. Do you have, what are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers would be someone who doesn't know what they want out of life. Someone with no ambition, just too comfortable. Someone who's not well learned. It's not about a degree, but you know, you can have book smarts or you can seek knowledge, basically.
She's already asking for too much for what she is, just based off of appearance. You got to be a pillar in the community and self-educated and this and that. You're asking for way too much with the Lilo and Stitch hoodie on. I'm going to keep talking about that Lilo and Stitch hoodie the whole fucking review.
Older men that dress like they're in their 20s, it's a deal breaker to me.
Look who's talking.
40 years old in a Lilo and Stitch hoodie. You don't find that a little immature?
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same.
Should he look a certain way?
No, but I'm not vain, but I do want to, you know, be happy with who I roll over with the next morning. But no, I mean, attractive, confident in who he is, well put together, you know, kind of definitely well groomed.
I know you play.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
Uh-oh.
He should at least make as much as me or have the earning potential to do so. And the reason why for that is because men are oftentimes intimidated by women who are providers.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
Or who make more money than them.
Why would he be intimidated? Just get a man who needs to be provided for and you be a provider, because that's what you just called yourself. Just keep that in mind throughout this interview. She called herself a provider. You're a man. Get you a woman. You already look like young M.A. You already look like a les. Get you a girlfriend, since you're a provider.
So what is that amount he needs to make?
I make $85 a year. I have the earning potential of $150, meaning I have multiple streams of income, so.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Not employment, but other streams of income, so. At least $50,000 with the potential to make more.
Okay. So you're not asking. So unless you want her to make at least 85K, what, that's what you make.
That's what I make. Yeah. And I would like a man to be able to match me so that he doesn't feel insecure with me being, you know, more of a provider.
Something is wrong here.
You got to be fine to qualify for a certain salary. That's how it works. You know, I didn't make the rules. But usually 85K men, 100K men, 250K men, they want something young, fit, friendly, and fine. And I don't think you meet any of those criteria.
It's the understatement of the year.
You one of those women who think because I make 85K, I qualify for an 85K man. It just don't work like that. Those guys have better options than a dyke-looking bitch in a bedazzled ball cap and a Lilo and Stitch hoodie and a fucking laundry basket in the background and wood panel walls coming on Kendra G acting like she's some fucking queen of England or something. And Kendra know it's not gonna fucking happen, but she can't say that, you know, because she needs you dingbats to keep coming on her show so she can meet her salary requirement.
But even if he isn't currently making 80K, he has the potential, the earning potential, and not a hustle, but the mindset to own businesses and, you know, to grow financially.
This woman got a lot more to worry about than how much a man make. How about you get fit? How about you get feminine? How about you get friendly? But honestly, it's over. You're already stuck in your ways. You're 40 years old. You ain't doing no 180. It's just over. But trust me, the last thing you need to worry about is how much a man is making. You need to worry about how to get desirable to men to even get, you know, on that boat.
Let me know when you can see my feet.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Can you see my legs?
I can see you.
Okay.
You know, I was talking about this not so long ago with another woman. I have a lot of women who do above average. I think average is like in America, 50 or 60,000. But most of the women that come on my show do make more than
no,
that.
No, they don't.
Shit. Shit.
And what happens is sometimes you just price yourself out because there could be a man that can afford you, but does he want to date you back? And then if there's a man that makes less, I know men don't like this. Men aren't intimidated. I do think there are some men who I can agree with you in that standard that sometimes feel away, but I also wonder, is there, what is it making him feel that way? Like, is the woman putting it in his face that she makes so much more?
They come across like dudes. Her mannerism is like a dude. Why? She's not a dude.
Well, I don't want him to feel insecure. No, you're going to rub it in his nose. I make better than you. When are you going to step your game up, loser?
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
You definitely come across as that type of person. But even Kendra saying, well, a man might not be able to afford you. Afford a fat dyke? That's not something to afford. That's not anything any man is saving up for. A fat dyke with a bedazzled ball cap. And fucking rat tails and a Lilo and Stitch hoodie. No man is making, you know, weekly to bi-weekly deposits in his bank, hoping he can stack up to that, to earn that prize.
Not one single man on planet Earth.
If I was on television, they said, out of all the people you talk to, what's the number one issue with people getting in relationships? And it's money. Because now money is being considered and people block people out based off of money. So I really think money is outside of that. And then children, those two might be tied, but money and children are the number one blockers when it comes to people getting into relationships, Sean.
Well, and I'll say this, right? I'm 40 years old.
Right.
So
exactly.
I've matured, I've evolved.
Mm-mm.
And so when I was younger, I was more like, yeah, I'll work with a dude.
Did you know that I can see you?
You know.
But you're less valuable now. That's backwards. That's ass backwards. That's bass ackwards.
You're so dumb.
You are really dumb, for real.
But it hasn't worked out. And when I say intimidated, it's because I'm going to, if you say that you want that, if you lying to kick it, I'm gonna find out. But if you're saying that you want that and you're not there, I'm gonna do my best to help motivate you. I'm gonna provide you with resources. I'm gonna come to the table and say, hey, let's start a truck driving school.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
And person can only pretend to be what they say they want to be for so long. So oftentimes what happens is they be lying to kick it. And they say, yeah, I want this too, and I want that too. But then when I come to the table and I say, okay, well, hey, you know, let's get a business plan going, you know, or something like that, they just never follow through with it.
So let me be clear. Everything you're saying, of course, there's men like that, right? There's men that are doing well financially, that are on the same mindset plane as you. But then the question comes, are those men trying to date you?
Man, hell no.
But then it comes down to that man that does exist, that's on your mindset, is he trying to court you? And then that becomes the issue because men don't always, I don't think men want dumb women. So I won't say that. They say they don't care about a woman's job and money, but I don't think men who are going places want a smart woman. Like, they don't want no dumbo. But they have other things that matter to them, too, when they make a certain amount of money. And I think that's the part sometimes women forget. They just think that, oh, I make 80K, 85K, he make 85K, so I make what you make, so let's close this deal. Whereas the 85K man might have a list of other things that are important to him when he goes to seek his woman. So then you have the men that may be trying to give you their energy, right? Give you their time, might not be at the financial level that you desire. And then I guess from what you're telling us, I'm only going off of what you say, they come across, I guess they've been intimidated, you know, by how hard you work and what you put together. But that's the man that's trying to court you. So that's why I say sometimes it can be priced out unless y'all really gonna do more. Here's the deal. If y'all really want that man, y'all gotta learn that man, and he then becomes the prize.
Like, wait, what?
That's a man, and he's a provider. You feel me?
But Kim, I'm gonna let you respond. So if a man, like I said, makes 250K, he, in his mind, I'm the provider. Like, this is why I got this money. I'm paying all the bills. But the flip side is this. When a woman makes 250K, that's not her mindset. She still wants a man that is going to provide for her. Now, what happens is, this is when I say sometimes you can price yourself out. Because at 250K, I know everybody rich on my show, but percentage shows it's a small pool, right? So what happens is, this 250K man, when he seeks his partner, he's seeking in the mindset, I'm paying for everything. When the 250K woman seeks her partner, she's seeking for a man that's gonna pay more, makes more to her, and provide for her. But it doesn't work that way, because the man that makes more or the same might not want you back. That's for one. And then where the game got screwed up is, if you were a man, you wouldn't care about money because you'll be paying for everything. But as a woman, that's not what you wanna do, when I understand that logic. And that's why I said money is the biggest problem when it comes to dating right now.
Yeah, and just to sum up what you said at the latter end of it, that's exactly what it is. A man is a provider, right? So the way that a man's mind is wired is different than the way that a woman's mind is wired. We also got to keep in mind, what are you saying you want this, but what do you really want? Do you want a woman who understands where her role is in a partnership, or do you want a woman that's coming in and being dominant? So I can come in, or that's not in me. It's not in my nature.
Right.
So let me say this, because I want to say this, and I feel like it's 2025, and we got to just start having like a little bit more real talk conversations. I understand everything you're saying as a woman. I'm a woman myself. I've heard this over and over again. Here is the harsh truth. Every woman ain't getting a provider. And that's just the bottom line. I'm sorry to let you all know.
Then he ain't for me.
It's not going to get a provider. Some of y'all going to get teammates. Some of y'all going to get you might be 70, he paying 30. Some of y'all might be the whole, This is just a real talk moment. I know what you all want, but there just ain't enough providers to go around for every woman. So we can keep saying the same song and dance. All it is.
My nigga.
She laughing and cracking up, but it's real. Like, reality hurts women's feelings. They want to keep living in their fairy tale. So this 100K man that every woman wants, only 17% of women can have him, statistically. Mathematically speaking, only 17% of women are going to get him.
But that's the mathematical reality.
Confidence doesn't overcome math, people.
Usually the women who are going to get commitment from six-figure men, they got commitment from him before he was a six-figure man.
Absolutely.
But at 5 years, motherfucker.
That's sad. So that's sad.
No, what's sad is you pushed out 3 kids for a man and was married to him and left him because you thought you could level up, and you can't level up, and that's what's sad. What's sad is you're never going to get what you're asking for. What's sad is you're not going to do the things necessary to attract any man, let alone a six-figure man. That's what's sad. You're going to die alone with cats. That's what's sad. Talking about that's sad. No, starving kids in Africa is sad. A fat dyke with a Lilo and Stitch hoodie and a bedazzled ball cap not getting a six-figure man is not sad.
Everybody ain't getting a provider, so here it is. You got to decide what you want. If you want a man, you got to decide the kind of man that's trying to court you.
Uh-uh.
And focus on the best man that's trying to court you and be real with your shit. Because there's some women who paying all the bills and y'all just don't know. Now, there's some women who being taken care of, but you might not be that woman that's going to be taken care of.
But hold on, one second, Kendra. Hold on, because shots fired.
Hold on, Kim. But I'm just tired because what it is I hear the same thing over and over and over again for 5 years. But what y'all are failing to realize, every woman ain't going to get that man.
Okay, so hold on.
Coming up, I'm talking. You have to respect me for 1 second on my show. So now we at 2025, okay?
Wow.
What you want? You could be, first of all, you can be happy by yourself. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So I don't want to hear this brainwash you, nothing about a man. That's not the truth. You can be single, happy, and flourishing in life. So let's start there. Now,
right.
If you want a man, you got to learn your personal man dating pool. Who is the best type of man that's trying to date you? And if the best type of man that's trying to date you, you don't like, it's time for you to change you because you want a different type of man to court you. And that's just the end of the damn sentence.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.